Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Good Molly.
Darren Moore, Sky Shubbles.
Oh, hello.
Happy Squid Game Day. Yes, happy Adele Day. Happy
Adele Day. That's quite right. So it's the day.
Coldplay Day, according to Mike V.
Easy on me.
There's a phenom that I've noticed, and because I drive the same route home every day and it includes a bit of the M4, I've noticed something that men do that I see every single day.
What's that? Indicating to change lanes.
Oh, I wish that was it. I wish that was it. And I just want to know from your perspective, because I don't know if I'm just being a bit of a girl here, but every day I get to witness a man who I do not know and will never know. I witness him whipping it out and weeing.
On the side of the road.
Do you know what, Sky? On the side of the golf course, on the side of the road, into a bush, from a bush, jumping out of a car, facing the car, facing my house.
Hey, when you put your energy out there, you know, you get what you put out.
What kind of energy?
I don't know
would
what
that
you're putting out.
Yeah, because you're quite a manifester, so maybe this.
Yeah, you
angels
need to ask the question, why are you manifesting this?
Okay, so I'm manifesting the wrong kind of men in my life.
No, but look, why? You always tell us about what's happening outside of the car while you're driving around. Like, you told us about the jogger.
Yeah.
You tell us about. Have you tried keeping your eyes on the road?
Yes.
Darren, being aware of your peripherals, and that's how come I'm such an outstanding driver.
Yeah.
Because I'm aware that there's a pedestrian on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, pedestrian, are they going to run? Are they
passing
looking for something?
Mm-hmm.
And he's just out. And what I love
but
as
I mean,
well.
I'll spot one two or three times a year. You're saying it on the daily.
I will tell you that for the last 10 days at least, I have seen a man wee in public every single day.
Is it the same man?
I was going to ask that.
No. Not the same man. Different color skins, different places.
Different car?
And I don't always see the car. Sometimes it's just someone walking. And I get it. You need to wee. I get that. Like, find a place to hide. And I was at training. And there's a golf course. And a man decided he needed to wee. I get that. But he didn't want to face his friends. So he turned around. And next thing, I got the fright of my life when I saw the stream directly.
Yeah. You saw the golf course number.
Oh, Kerry, on a golf course, it's kind of understandable.
Simon and Susie.
We've all done it. We've all done it on a golf course.
Guys that are better than us, maybe they can get around the course in about 4 hours. But for us, where it's five or 6 hours.
Okay, no, hold on. No, wait. I must ask you this. Boys, when was the last time you saw, randomly, a woman weeing in public?
Splashy.
A festival. Okay, still not okay.
But I haven't. Eh?
Splashy by the way, hasn't been on for 2 years.
Yeah,
so that's what you're telling me.
And I saw that the video of the woman in Abeja.
Yeah.
She walked away from the protest. Did you not see the video? She walked away from the protest and then squatted between two cars.
Okay, so everything, and with your own eyes recently, still nothing.
Oh, with my own eyes, no.
No, because women usually hide.
Okay, the second question.
Yes, they usually,
When is the last time you two weed randomly in public?
Golf course.
Last time?
4 or 5 weeks ago.
No, like 2020, right?
Really?
Yeah.
But I actually do hear what you're saying. Mouse commented about it the other day. She was like, "What again?"
Yeah.
And she asked me the question, why can't these people on the side of the road, why they're in cars and stuff, why do they stop here? Why can't they stop at a service station? Why can't they stop at a mall?
Or just stand behind a tree.
Or that.
Like,
even.
I don't want to see your junk.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for everything.
Would it be fine if it was someone you knew? So if it was Darren.
No, what I mean is if it was someone I knew, like I go into my bathroom or my bedroom and you're weeing.
Yeah. No, I'm saying on the side of the road, if you see Sky Shubs whipping it out.
No, Sky.
Okay.
No, it's not. That doesn't make it better.
No,
but
hang
then,
on a second. So you're driving back from Wild Coast.
Here we go.
On the highway.
Okay, yeah.
Sky says, Kerry, I really have to go. When is the next service station? And you say, it's about 35 Ks.
I can't wait that long. Yeah, so then we stop the car and he gets out. But then does he face me? Does he turn around and face me?
So
or does he go into the bush?
It's not the weeing in public. It's the brazenness.
It's the fact that you just want to get it out and you want to wee. And I don't worry about whose eyes might see.
It's the brazen.
But anyway, I got a message. Hold on. I got a message here that says apparently the Etiquette municipality has a 40,000 rand fine in a bylaw for urination littering as well in public in Durban. I don't think that's been enforced.
But apparently begging at the robots is also 40,000 rand fine.
Apparently.
We have new
bylaws. You need to stop quoting apparently, Gary.
Well, it's allegedly, you know, allegedly.
Allegedly
I'm not
is apparently second cousin twice removed and apparently they don't get on either.
He sits
anyway,
on the board.
Yeah.
We didn't even ask you the question, but you obviously have an opinion about these men who just randomly urinate on the side of the road.
K, Kerry Miller.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad you actually brought up this topic. I know you're not asking for WhatsApps or anything, but I need to share this with you if you actually get this.
Yep. Got it.
I've also obviously seen plenty male figures, regardless of the skin color, just whip out their junk and take a pee on the side of the road.
Yeah. Yes.
I saw a woman on South Coast Road.
No.
Hmm?
She was in a crouching position. As I looked, I saw something fall between her legs and hit the ground. She looked at me and smiled. We made eye contact.
Oh, man.
Obviously, she was having a number two. I understand you got to go. You got to go. But
you got to go,
we
man.
We made eye contact and she smiled at me.
No,
I've been traumatized ever since.
I'm sorry. You know what? I didn't. First of all, I just have had this big rant about men weeing.
Yeah.
And the fact now that this man just saw a woman poop and then made eye contact. Yeah. I apologize on behalf of all women
Kerry
everywhere.
Miller, like, I think he said something very important there. When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Ryan from Drummond, and I am definitely camp. Go find a bush.
Hey, morning, guys. I tell you what, I am so against public urination. It's unbelievable. You know what, eh? If you can't find a place or hold it in until you have to go, I mean, until you find a place, if you can't hold it in until you find a place, you know what? Drive around with an Energade bottle and use the bottle and get rid of it later. But no, dude, don't stop on the side of the road to relieve yourself. Against it. Big.
Good morning. So I have seen many jashorties whipped out in public when I've been driving. And no, totally against it. Please, just sort yourself out.
Morning, guys. I love your show. It's Leanne here. Yes, I don't like seeing people stopping on the side of the road and doing it, especially openly. I agree with the lady that they need to hide when they do it. I remember once I was pregnant, traveling from Cape Town, and I had to go. So I pulled over and I went down a bank away from everybody's eyes and I made my pee. But really, you can't hold it in. And if you're really forced to go, you shouldn't be so casual about it. Please hide.
Hey guys, I think peeing in public or male, female, or even going in public should be, you know, really enforced because it's actually been traumatizing my wife. Every time we take a drive somewhere and you get someone whooping out their parts to actually urinate. The thing is, what Kerry Miller is saying is go into the bush.
Hi, Darren. No, urinating in public is not acceptable. I think that one of the reasons that this law was instituted was, if you think about it, if a man has his junk out in public and there are children around, they're going to be exposed to it, especially since people are not sensitive about where they do this. And how do you then actually distinguish between a paedophile and a man urinating in the street? For all you know, he could be actually taking his junk out to show, to expose himself to people, flashing whatever. And now he's doing this, and he turns around and says, oh, but I was urinating. I wanted to urinate.
Hi, Kerry, please. I am so upset with you for saying you're sorry for saying what you said about the male peeing just because this guy saw a woman taking a poop. You don't have to feel sorry about feeling the way that you feel. It is brazen. People should not be doing things like that. Those are bodily reactions. Those are bodily functions. I totally agree with you. Find something to hide behind.
Is it like the worst thing ever? Is it like this is shame and disgusting and stop it and something has to be done and we need to get a separate police force put aside to make arrests of the bylaws? Or is it just a little thing about human nature that we just need to get used to?
Are you
again?
Taking the...
I just want to know from you, how do you feel about public urination? Yes or no?
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.